USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is taking action on police reform after weeks of protests and violent riots. Speaking in the Rose Garden, the president says bad cops represent a tiny fraction of the police departments across the country. Part of that executive order includes setting up a national database to track law enforcement officers who have numerous excessive force complaints against them.
Departments will also need a share of information about credible abuses, so that officers with significant issues do not simply move from one police department to the next.
Testifying in a virtual Senate hearing on Tuesday, Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is warning about the significant uncertainty in the economic recovery, and the border between the United States and Canada will remain closed for at least another month. The border has been closed to non-essential travel since March 21st due to the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.